This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Kshitij Anand, and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Monday, that is 4th of November. Well, before we go ahead and talk about what will happen on Monday, let's also understand what really happened in Friday's trading session. Well, Friday turned out to be a day of some more consolidation on D Street, but the good part is that we are able to hold on to that crucial support levels. For the week, Sensex rallied by 2.8%, while Nifty 50 rose by 2.6% for the week ended 1st November. Investors' wealth in terms of average market capitalization of BSE-listed companies rose by nearly 5 lakh crores. And what really led to the muted performance on D Street? Well, experts feel that muted auto sales data as well as GST data, along with disappointing core sector data, are some of the factors which really weighed on the sentiment on Friday. But the good part is that momentum is likely to continue in the near term, and investors should use dips to get into quality stocks. Now, in terms of currency, well, rupee appreciated by 11 paisa to close at 70.81 against the US dollar. And good news flows from foreign institutional investors. In fact, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for 533 crores, while DIs were net sellers to the tune of 136 crores. Now, in terms of September quarter earnings, more than 80 companies will declare their results for the September quarter on Monday, that is the 4th of November. Now, the prominent one being Ajanta Pharma. Here, the net profit is likely to fall by 14% on a year-on-year basis for Birla Corp. The net profit is likely to grow by 276% on a year-on-year basis, and for GSPL, the company is likely to report a loss of around about 469 crores. Now, remember, all the estimates are from Motilal Oswal. Now, how the Nifty is placed with respect to technicals? Well, if you look at the candlestick patterns at this point in time, Nifty formed a doji kind of a pattern on daily charts and a bullish candle on the weekly charts. But indecisive formation for the last three consecutive sessions on the daily charts suggests that the momentum could be fading. But the weakness could get probably more pronounced if we close below 11,700, 11,800 levels, while the strength could be shown if in case Nifty is able to surpass 11,950. Now, that's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. So, three crucial levels to watch out for probably on Monday would be 11,843, 11,918 to 11,950, and 12,103. Here, the maximum call open interest is placed at 11,800 followed by 12,000, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,600 followed by 11,500. Let's also understand what are the stocks which will be in focus on Monday. Well, Tata Motors will be in focus. Now, the automaker reported 33% decline in total sales at 41,354 units in October. Yes Bank posted a loss of 600 crores during the September quarter. And, Bajaj Finance will look to issue its QIP next week. And that is a source-based information coming in from CNBC TV18. Now, to make your day more profitable, we also spoke to ICICI Direct, and they've given us two recommendations. The first stock that they have on the list is KEC International. Now, that's a buy for a target of 334 and a stop loss of 248. Pidilite Industries, now that's also buy for a target of 1680 and a stop loss of 1282. Now, remember, all the two stocks, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. The time frame is around about six months for both these stocks. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.